Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. Getting underway with hour number two with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. It is the Friday free-for-all, and whatever you want to talk about is fair game today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or if you prefer to send me a text message, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. So, our pal, Crazy Commie Uncle Bernie, has now come out with his Green New Deal plan. And joining me to talk about the latest leftist lunacy, it's a lot of alliteration from anxious anchors, Liz Harrington, who is the national spokesperson for the RNC. Liz, how was your Friday?
Hey, it's good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. We got some thunderstorms moving through, but that's okay because we can use them to cool things off here.
Yeah, sounds good. It's raining here in the swamp as well.
Yeah, well, with our thermostat set at 82 degrees, it's a... It's
this
especially
is the future the liberals want.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
It's so insane. And you know, you mentioned the commie. I can't help but see the parallels.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't like to do the name calling and all that, but you read Bernie's Green New Deal.
Right.
I mean, Paul Johnson wrote that Vladimir Lenin died dreaming of electricity because he had his first, you know, five-year plan to electrify the Soviet Union, and he was obsessed with it. The only problem was he didn't know how anything about it.
Right.
He couldn't get it to work. And, of course, we've seen and we know the horrific result and tragedy of the Soviet Union because of this ideology. And there's nothing different from this.
No.
I mean, Bernie Sanders is talking about a fair and just transition to workers, mobilizing the masses to work on server farms and take over the national electricity grid. It is wild stuff, but it is dangerous.
Yes,
and it's
it
actually
is.
There's nothing new about it. He calls it the Green New Deal. There's nothing new about it. It is a failed socialist radical ideology, and it won't work. I mean, HBO just had their series on Chernobyl.
Yes.
I mean, that gives you everything you need to know what happens when you do this kind of central planning. It's crazy. It's dangerous. It would destroy our economy, and it would destroy our way of life.
And yet, if there is a bright spot, and you have to really stretch to try and find one in Crazy Bernie's, his version of the Green New Deal, hey, Liz, his price tag is only $16 trillion. That's a big discount over the, I don't know, pick a number, anywhere between 50 and 100 trillion that experts who have looked at this lunacy suggest it actually would cost.
Right. It's only, it's quite the bargain. It's half the price of his socialized medicine plan. It's about, 10% of Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. This whole thing, it's the same thing. They're using this climate change, what they see as a crisis, as a means to imagine and realize their socialist vision. That's what this is.
Yeah.
It's not really about the climate. Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff made that very clear. He told the Washington Post, Green New Deal, it really wasn't about climate change. It was about how do we change the entire economy thing. And that's what this is about. But, you know, we saw that story this week about the thermostats, and
right,
everyone was kind of making fun of it. But this is no joke. And that thermostat story actually came from the Obama administration, which is not surprising.
That's right.
They were recommendations back then to sleep in 82 degrees like sweat to death while you sleep. Those were just recommendations. But now we're talking about the Democrats today. This isn't Obama's party anymore. This is the radical, radical left's party that just is honest about being socialist, and they would mandate it. I mean, you hear their language, their apocalyptic socialism. They say the world's ending in 12 years. They say time is running out. We have no time. They're serious about this. So you bet they want to control your thermostat. They want to control what kind of car you drive, what you eat, no more red meat. They want a red meat tax on the left, all these crazy ideas. And Bernie Sanders' Green New Deal, if you remember Cash for Clunkers, which was a complete failure from the Obama-Biden years, destroyed the used car market, also didn't help the environment because they put engine-killing chemicals, which ended up – all that residue ended up back into our landfills, for one thing. But that's nothing compared to what Bernie Sanders wants to do. His Green New Deal – targets the family conventional car explicitly. That's what he says, and they want to get them off the road. He wants to massively expand Cash for Clunkers. We know what that means. He'll still be riding around in his airplanes and with his motorcade. God forbid he's ever president. He won't be. But he'll still, you know, he'll be living the high life. But us, nope, high-speed rail that'll never be built, and we'll be out of luck. No flights to California, which he just mocked yesterday.
You know, it's amazing when you start up and think about it. Bernie, following the failed presidential run he made last time around, got a consolation prize of a big financial payoff, and he used that money to buy himself a big expensive lake house. And those of us who are old enough to remember the members of the Politburo in the old Soviet Union, one of their big perks was getting a dacha, that is a lake house, on the Black Sea. And so Bernie rewards himself much in the way the old members of the Politburo in the Soviet Union used to do while they were busy starving tens of millions of their own citizens to death, for heaven's sake.
It's so true. Every time it happens, every time socialism, communism, Marxism, every time. Funny how that works, that those in power, you know, who rail against capitalism and the free market, and they rail against, you know, inequality, and they say the workers are, you know, getting screwed. They always end up being the rich and the richest in the country.
Yeah, funny.
With all the benefits. And they never live by the standards that they would dictate to the rest of us. And you saw it, same with Ocasio-Cortez.
Sure.
Driving around, mocking the Electoral College, saying, oh, look, middle America, no one lives here. This is a ridiculous way to choose our elections. I don't want to choose our elections by popular vote from L.A.
Yeah.
with the homeless crisis, from San Francisco, where you can't even walk on the street because liberals have just destroyed our cities. No, thank you. And so we have a way of life. We have a system that is so unique throughout human history. It's because it's based on individual freedom and equality under the law. We're not going to let these socialists change our system, whether it's in the name of the climate or otherwise, or class warfare. We're not going to fall for it. We're not going to allow this to happen. And that's why Donald Trump's going to be reelected.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, I can't understand the liberal lunacy of the leaders, the contenders for the Democrat presidential nomination. It's amazing to me, Liz, that they always use this apocalyptic language. The climate is an existential threat. We must fight the climate like we fought the Nazis, said Beto O'Dork. Elizabeth Warren says, well, we're running out of time. AOC says the world is going to end in 12 years. You know, Al Gore has been around saying the world is going to end in 10 years, and he's been saying that for 20 years.
Exactly. They're always wrong. And just like Jimmy Carter lectured us from the Oval Office, right, about keeping our thermostats in winter lower because we couldn't use our heat. It's the same thing. Liberals always want to control our lives, but they're just getting more and more extreme as time goes by. I mean, all these Democrats who are supposed to be moderates, they're not acting like they're in the middle of the road. They're saying, Joe Biden's out there saying we got to eliminate fossil fuels.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it is.
And Bernie Sanders' plan to eliminate fossil fuels in 11 years. Just so you have the figures on that, renewable energy only accounts for 17% of our current energy output. Most of that is hydropower,
yep.
Okay, which is not popular. Wind is only about 6%. Solar is 1.6%, okay? This is a fantasy land. The idea, it's this utopian vision that socialists always push, but the reality couldn't be further from it. It would be a disaster. It would destroy our energy sector. It would destroy our economy. It would destroy our freedom. We cannot allow it to happen.
And I would expect nothing less from crazy commie Uncle Bernie, because we are, after all, talking about a guy who decided to pick as his honeymoon spot the old Soviet Union when it was still the old Soviet Union. If that doesn't tell you all you need to know about Bernie and his politics, I don't know what does.
Exactly. And he also traveled to Cuba and praised murderous dictator Fidel Castro.
Yeah, another workers' paradise, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we know exactly who he is, but the problem is he's mainstreamed these radical views that have been so rejected in America throughout our history. He's mainstreamed these ideas in the Democratic Party.
Yeah,
every
with the help of the media.
One of them.
Right.
17, exactly. 17 candidates have endorsed the Green New Deal.
Jeez.
17. I mean, that's almost all of them. It's absolutely radical. It's a complete government takeover of healthcare, of jobs, of our economy.
Which is what it's really all about. Right.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. It's a means that, you know, never let a crisis go to waste.
That's
right?
It. Yep.
They are using this climate change, you know, what they think is a crisis, the weather, as a means to overthrow our system of government. That's just plain and simple. And Bernie puts it out there in this plan, which is arguably even more radical than Ocasio-Cortez's, which was very, very far left. I mean, it's straight out of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I for one, was hope that they continued down this path for the remaining months between now and November 2020, because it makes that much more stark the comparison between the policies and programs of President Trump and the lunacy that the left is pushing. Because Donald Trump is not interested, as you said in your piece today, Donald Trump is not interested in controlling your thermostat, your backyard grill, or your family car, but the Democrats certainly are.
They absolutely are. The contrast couldn't be more clear. Look at our economy. We've become, under President Trump's pro-growth policies, pro-American worker policies, we've become the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas. Talk about innovation. Natural gas, I mean, accounts for most of our energy output now.
Yep.
It's truly amazing. That means jobs and good paying jobs. Blue collar workers, their wages are rising at the fastest pace throughout this entire economy. It's so strong. There's more freedom. We see it every month with the quit rate is at historic highs. In April, it was the biggest month of people quitting their jobs. You know why economists think that's such a good number? Because people aren't getting fired.
Right.
They're quitting and getting a better job because this market is so tight and it's so competitive. Say goodbye to all of that if, God forbid, any of these Democrats get in.
Yeah.
They're telling us exactly what they would do, and it wouldn't just be the stagnant part-time job growth of the Obama-Biden years. It would be the absolute destruction of this economy. You want a recession like the media and the Democrats are clamoring for? The way you get it is by putting any one of these socialists into power.
Yeah, you would be putting into power people who, like the San Francisco Board of Commissioners, now describe convicted felons as justice-involved persons. That's how crazy these people are. Liz Harrington, Liz has written a great piece about this today called Trump Won't Control Your Thermostat, But Bernie Would, and you can check it out at Real Clear Politics, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page as well. Liz Harrington, the national spokesperson for the RNC. Liz, thanks, as always, for your time. Great to have you here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. It's 4:20 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, then come right back with more as the thunder rumbles across the upstate here on Friday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McLean. Welcome back. 426 here on the Bobby Mac Show as thunder rumbles and rain falls across parts of the upstate. Bobby, would you please update us on the Tour Championship at East Lake? Thank you. Okay, spoiler alert. If you're taping it and don't want to know, right now there is a tie at the top. Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka, the current number one player in the world, are tied at 13 under par. Both of them are 3 under for the day. Tied for third, Rory, who is shot an even par round today of 66. He is at 9 under. Xander Schauffele is also tied for third at 9 under, and so is Paul Casey, who is a 2-under for the day today. And then a tie for 5th. Matt Kuchar is tied with... who's he tied with? Patrick Cantlay. They're not tied now. Just got an update. Kuchar is at 8-under, and Patrick Cantlay is at 7-under par. So there you go. There's the current leaderboard. To the phones we go, beginning with Alan, who is in Spartanburg. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Friday free-for-all.
Hello, Bobby Mac. Nice to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
Okay, the thing I wanted to bring up is today we've been hearing how Russia is blaming the U.S. For testing intermediate missiles, and how they've been breaking this treaty, whatever. But nobody has said anything about the fact that they just blew up and had an accident with one of their missiles just only a few days ago.
They now are also launching a nuclear reactor aboard a ship that they are going to take to the Arctic, which critics are already referring to as Chernobyl on ice. So, yeah, a lot of cause for concern. I saw also in relation to that explosion you mentioned, not only were the scientists there killed, but now apparently the medics who treated them before they sadly passed away were also exposed to radiation, which they were not warned about. And now they fear that they're going to die from radiation poisoning. So.
Well, that was the reason. The thing is, why is it that we've been listening to how bad we are and nobody has said anything? I mean, this is today, rather. I mean,
yes.
It seems to be that it's just a little bit hypocritical. And I'm kind of ashamed that the news has not said anything about it. And, you know, America's to blame, big, bad America, and all that sort of stuff. Can I just say one other thing as it's Free Friday?
Yes, sir, certainly.
All right, there is a safety advertisement that you play every now and again that just makes me nuts. it's about texting, and I'm not advocating texting and driving.
Sure.
But you cannot travel the length of a football field if you're at a stoplight answering a text. I'm sure you've heard. You know, I'm sure you've heard it.
Yes, I have.
Why did they do that? That's it.
Anyway, yeah.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Bobby.
Quite all right, Alan. Thank you very much. I enjoyed your accent as well. Where are you originally from, Alan?
Originally, I was born in Texas, in Harlingen, but I grew up in Eastbourne, Sussex, in England.
Gotcha.
From the age of 7 until 29. The accent is here for good.
So you have an English twang.
Well, yeah.
Well, I enjoyed talking with you, Alan. Thanks very much for the call. James is next up. I'm sorry, James. Hang on just a second. I came to you too quickly because I just glanced at the clock and saw that I need to get Annie in here to bring us up to speed from the news center. 4:30 here on the Bob.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Work, 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 work.
You are absolutely correct, Governor LePetitmaine. That's what we do. We slave away for 4 hours each day over a hot microphone and computer terminal. Speaking of the Ingalls Advantage talk line, let's go there now. I inadvertently went to James just as we hit news time at the bottom of the hour. He has patiently agreed to hang on through the news and joins us now. Hi, James, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mac. I just wanted to give you one of those feel-good, get-one-up-on-the-rise guys kind of stories. So
I love it.
So my son is did the summer camp at the Goddard School and got to come for the tour. And, of course, the tour guide asked for, does anybody know any of our personalities here at Intercom? And they and my son piped up and said, Bobby Mack, of course.
And this young man is how old, James?
He is a rising 7-year-old in November.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, Lennon said, you know, if you can get them young, you got them forever. So that's one thing. Yeah. That's one thing old Vladimir and I have in common, apparently. But I have a different method of instruction. We believe, of course, in instructing in freedom and liberty and all the other wonders of the United States of America.
Of course, the traffic here on Woodruff Road gives us a lot of opportunity to listen to you, and I have him right here. Would you like to, could he say hi?
Yes, absolutely. Please do.
Hey, Bobby Mack. I like the show.
Hi, thank you very much. What is your name?
Helen, Mike.
Micah.
Micah. That's a great name. That's a great biblical name. Micah, why did you pick me as the radio personality that you would mention during the tour?
You're the only person I know.
That's an excellent answer. Thank you, Micah. I appreciate the support, and hopefully we'll have you as a listener long term.
I'm sure he would love to be in the control chair pushing the buttons with you.
One of these days. James,
I think we'll get a lot of extra sound effects, I'm sure.
You bet. James, thanks a lot for the call. And Micah, thanks a lot for the vote of confidence. Greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. It's the only one I know. It's good enough. It's good enough for me. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, I have all the confidence in the world that the meat eaters will prevail. There you go. Bobby, CWA, that's Communications Workers of America. That's the acronym for their union. CWA is on strike at midnight from AT&T. Not good for workers or customers. Company wins again. Semper Fi. Bob, natural gas. Yeah, well, except for South Carolina. We are far left on it. Yeah, you know, the way they sell it is, well, we can't have offshore drilling because we might destroy the tourism of all our beautiful beaches, blah, 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 as if it's one or the other. even after the oil rig exploded in the Gulf, aren't people still going to the beaches in Mississippi and the Emerald Coast of Florida? And aren't they beautiful? Now, Bobby, now the thermostats can be controlled remotely. You can bet the libs will make sure every one of us have those in our homes so they can control our thermostats. They probably already can with the smart meters that have been out there. Now, Bobby, we have to worry about what's going to happen after the next 4 years. Who's going to be next to keep what President Trump is doing going? Well, Vice President Mike Pence is going to be down on Monday in Anderson at Jeff Duncan's Faith and Freedom Barbecue, and I hope we'll have an opportunity to ask him what his plans are after the next term of the Trump presidency. Bobby, I'm waiting for Bernie's Green New Deal to propose hot air balloons that run on solar panels. Yeah, like the liberals, the idea is both contradictory and ludicrous. Now, I mentioned we've got an exclusive for you. The Beatles, of course, released the first single from their upcoming Abbey Road Super Deluxe Edition that's going to come out in its entirety on September 27th. It is the 2019 remix of George Harrison's classic Something, which, by the way, Frank Sinatra said was the greatest love song ever written. But one of the bonus tracks is the song's beautiful instrumental string track done by George Martin, who was the Beatles' producers. So we found George Harrison and Paul McCartney's isolated vocals, and we decided to put the two together, and I think it's pretty nice. Enjoy this.
I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know, I don't know. You stick around, now it may show. I don't know, I don't know. Something in the way she knows, and all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
Boy, is that ever sweet. And highlights just what a genius George Martin, the Beatles producer, was, because he was the one who arranged all the strings, Eleanor Rigby and everything else they did. That is a little, and kudos to our Bobby Mac music mixers who put that together. That is the instrumental string track only mixed with the individual vocals from George and Paul on there. Abbey Road Super Deluxe Edition comes out September 27th. That will not be on there. You could put it together yourself, as we did, but I just thought you'd enjoy hearing that. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back here on the Friday Free For All on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rock on, brother.
You got it. 4:51, 9 before 5 here in the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line this afternoon. Bob, even so, in regards to oil and natural gas drilling off our coast, how many of those drunken idiot tourists would even notice if the platforms were able to be seen? Fair question. Bobby, the left has gotten into the office supplies. They now have Antifa correction fluid, commonly known as whiteout. Wow, Bob, even a little guy of almost 7 like Micah can identify a great entertainer such as yourself. Way to go, James. You must be a great dad. You bet. And I think, yep, I am now actually caught up with the text line. Another great hire for CNN. Boy, this should drive those ratings through the roof. Or through the bottom of the basement. CNN, the Caucasian News Network, announced today, the Clinton News Network, whatever you want to call them. CNN announced today it hired former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe as a contributor. As you might imagine, critics quickly slamming the decision as a disservice to viewers. You may recall McCabe was famously fired by the FBI March 16, 2018, after a Justice Department Inspector General's report found he had repeatedly misstated his involvement in a leak to the Wall Street Journal regarding an FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. That is a diplomatic way of saying it. He lied to the Inspector General, is what he did. The watchdog office referred the matter to the U.S. Attorney's Office, which has been investigating. McCabe is suing the DOJ and the FBI over his dismissal from the Bureau, claiming that the agencies bowed to political pressure from President Trump. That's a laugh. Now it seems McCabe will have a platform on the ratings-challenged cable network. As the lawsuit moves forward, The Hill media reporter Joe Concha told Fox News McCabe was fired by the FBI for lying at least 4 times, including 3 times under oath, and lacked the trustworthiness needed to be taken seriously as a cable news pundit. Concha said his credibility is non-existent. He told Anderson Cooper earlier this year he believed it was possible President Trump is a Russian asset, an outrageous claim for someone of his former stature to make on national television just to promote his book. If applying the Michael Flynn jail sentence standard regarding lying to the FBI, McCabe shouldn't be going to CNN. He should be going to jail. This is truly a disservice to CNN viewers, which will only further plunge the network's credibility into a black hole. Wait a minute, black hole? Isn't that where Don Lemon said that Malaysian airliner had disappeared into? Conservative strategist Chris Barron mocking CNN for ranting about former Trump administration staffers landing media jobs and then hiring McCabe, who was fired for lying himself. Barron telling Fox News, honestly, you can't make this stuff up. At this point, CNN would be willing to hire Baghdad Bob if he promised to criticize Trump. It's sad to see the once-respected outlet reduced to this. The hiring of McCabe has some opposition within CNN. There was a time when journalists were inherently skeptical of intelligence officials, a CNN insider told Fox. Now, former spy chiefs and FBI officials find paid gigs with flattering, non-challenging appearances on our network. Such arrangements would have been unimaginable to journalists in decades past. Too true. McCabe's suit accuses President Trump of scheming to discredit and remove DOJ and FBI employees who are deemed to be partisan opponents, which doesn't explain why he lied under oath 3 different times, but we'll leave that for another day. Hour number two coming to a close here at the Bobby Mack Show and the Friday free-for-all. By the way, this hour brought to you by Gas Station Jerky. And here is their national spokesperson, Morgan Freeman.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse Gas Station Jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse Gas Station Jerky.
Thank you very much, Morgan. Nice of you to drop by on the show today. Hour number two coming to a close. When we come back on the other side, it's the 5 o'clock Follies, the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show, so stick around for that. In on the text line, hey, Bob, who knows? McCabe might bring in, I don't know, 12, 13 more viewers. Bobby, who owns CNN? George Soros? Might as well be. The 5 o'clock Follies is next. It is the Friday free-for-all, the All-Skate, here on the Bobby Mack Show on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.